hitting in football, there's only so much hitting that you can take out of football before you have dodgeball. Already we have protected positions, long snappers, centers, quarterbacks, kickers, punters, and so forth. How much further down that road can they go? That becomes a contradiction that football has not figured a way out of, down to the Pop Warner level.
Wow, there is so much to talk about. 10 seconds, Dante Stallworth, just to get your response.
I think the CTE thing is going to be there for a while. It's not going to go away. Players are now becoming concerned more and more about not only their careers, but about their children and their, and the other people that they care about. They want to know what the research is on this, and it's only becoming more and more prevalent that we're finding out more and more about this degenerative disease.
We have to leave it there. Former NFL player Dante Stallworth, Dave Zirin of The Nation, and Dr. Harry Edwards, author of The Revolt of the Black Athlete. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now. Thanks for joining us.
And that was Democracy Now, with a focus on what this past weekend's protest was about brutality of the police. Let's make sure that with this program, we stay on this discourse, this critical discourse on the nature of spectator sports. And Democracy Now! Is the program that brings it to you. I'm joined by Doug. This is Becky. And we're asking for you to show your support by calling 877-500-5266 or going online right now, kboo.fm, and clicking on donate.
And remember, if you become a member now, you can be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing gets you 2 subscriptions to Literary Arts, 5-part Portland Arts and Lecture Series at the Schnitz. There's a new prize every day of the drive. 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win, or go to kboo.fm and click on the Join Now button.
We're looking for 2 more folks to join with a $10 a month support, $10 a month, and we will be able to thank you with the Democracy Now! T-shirt, showing your support for independent journalism, for this journalism that matters. 877-500-5266. Support the organizations that make a difference in your life and your community. Support Democracy Now! Through your contribution to KBOO. 877-500-5266. Now's the time to show your support. $240 to our goal. We can make this happen with your support, just like we do the radio every single day. 877-500-5266.
Your $10 a month membership allows us to produce 1 week's worth of KBOO News in Depth, a deep investigative segment that airs several times a week. In fact, we have an in-depth live interview coming up later in the next hour.
Yeah, like very momentarily. Stay tuned for this incredible programming, which is made by you. You, dear listener, 877-500-5266, and show the evening news, the folks that work hard on it every day out of their own free time to make this happen. Show them that you value the work they do. 877-500-5266.
You and thousands of other listeners in your community rely on KBOO and Democracy Now! Every weekday. Giving today helps keep this important reporting on the air in Portland. So call now or donate online at kboo.fm or 877-500-5266.
That's right. Your support of this alternative to the mainstream 24-hour news cycle matters. It's your source for news that's important to you, your family, and your neighbors. Please support Democracy Now! By calling 877-500-5266. Be entered in for a prize. Also, show your support at the $10 level. We would be happy to thank you with an incredible t-shirt showing your support of Democracy Now! And KBOO, the only place in this area that plays Democracy Now! On the air.
At 877-500-5266. I think the area code's important. So become a member today.
Thank you.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, the Senate Finance Committee is still holding its hearing on the Cassidy-Graham health care bill.
The administration has issued a new version of its travel ban.
And the FBI has released its annual report on crime in America for 2016, which shows a slight uptick in reported violent crime.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Monday, September 25th, 2017. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. The Senate Finance Committee held a hearing on the Cassidy-Graham bill, a Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act.
I'd like to welcome everyone, and I do mean everyone.
Well, for God.
If you want a hearing, if you want a hearing, you better shut up. Okay, let's get.
Just let the police take care of it. Just let the police.
Oh, I will.
Committee Chair Orrin Hatch declared a recess immediately after the hearing opened in order to allow Capitol Police to remove dozens of disability rights activists from the hearing room, in some cases dragging people out of their wheelchairs. Oregon's own Senator Ron Wyden is the ranking minority member of the committee and is helping lead the opposition. Here are his opening remarks.
Bottom line, this bill is an all-out assault on vital consumer protection. It revives some of the worst insurance company abuses that were banned under the Affordable Care Act, and it's going to make the health care that many people need unaffordable. No, it does not adequately protect people with pre-existing conditions. What the bill does include are a few toothless lines about affordability and access. That's supposed to be protection, real protection for people with pre-existing conditions. But there's no enforcement mechanism, no tough standards, no real definitions. And the watered-down protection states put together for new insurance systems then can get a rubber stamp from Team Trump. Once again, in the Trump Care bill, there's an attack on women's health. Hundreds of thousands of women are going to lose the right to see the doctor of their choice. That's what you get when you defund Planned Parenthood. The traditional Medicaid program, a lifeline for people with disabilities, seniors and kids and pregnant women, draconian cuts. An aging baby boomer who suffered a stroke might not get the help they need. The guarantee of nursing home care won't be there. The community-based program that offers care to people at home where they're most comfortable could disappear. Special education programs funded by Medicaid for vulnerable kids could be put in jeopardy. A few closing points, Mr. Chairman. The process that has led to this moment has been an abomination. And we've just seen, colleagues, some of the frustration that our people have at closed-door government that locks Americans out of the democratic process. This just isn't serious. It's really a talking point today. It's a scheme to let senators go home to fearful constituents and offer assurances, false assurances, that this bill got a fair examination and went through the regular order. It's not true. Senate Republicans haven't gotten answers to the most basic questions about the real-world effects of the bill. How many people are going to lose coverage? By how much are premiums going to increase? Will the healthcare market survive next year? The independent scorekeepers at the budget office say it's going to be several weeks before they can put forward estimates of coverage and cost. And their job gets tougher because this bill just changes by the hour as the majority throws around in the scramble for votes. Why the rush job? It's because the coach turns back into a pumpkin at the end of the month. That's when the reconciliation fast track to pass the partisan bill expires. Now, we want to be clear. On this side, we think we ought to be working on bipartisan priorities. We've got a good bill for kids, Children's Health Insurance Plan, 9 million kids. The funding for that program, colleagues, runs out in just a few days at the end of the month. We'd like to be working on that in a bipartisan way, and we'd like to be working on stabilizing the private insurance markets. I heard about that this weekend at town hall meetings in Central Oregon. That's what we want to work on. We want to do it in a bipartisan way with our sister Senate committee. Instead, what's on offer is this Trump care bill that's going to trigger a health care disaster, a death spiral in the insurance markets as tax credits and cost sharing payments go away and healthy people flee and costs go into the stratosphere. Democrats on this side of the dais want to continue to do everything, one, to stop this dreadful proposal from becoming law, and two, to get down to the serious, heavy lifting of passing bipartisan legislation for kids, number one, and for adults in the individual insurance market. Now, with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just wrap up with a few quick points about the procedure for this hearing. This is per our agreement. First, Mr. Chairman, I think you know that we're very disappointed in the response to our request to hold this hearing in a larger room that could accommodate more members of the public.
The Senate Finance Committee hearing on the Cassidy-Graham bill was adjourned shortly after 4 p.m. Pacific time, with no votes being taken.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we are asking you to do the same. Joining us now are Becky and Doug to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You rely on KBOO to take you deep into the issues, like the U.S. Healthcare Senate hearing here on KBOO and the ensuing protest that happens. You can affect change in your community through the reporting you hear, and it has a value. The value is us bringing this information to everybody that can hear. 877-500-5266 is the number to call and pledge your support to a station that is about bringing information like this to you on the regular. KBOO.fm is the place to go to click on donate.
You can affect change in your community through the reporting you hear on the KBOO Evening News. And through you, we hold policymakers and officials accountable and often break stories that are of critical local importance. Being informed helps you navigate the world around you better and helps you understand what issues affect your community. The KBOO Evening News is a tool you use every day to engage in topics with personal impact. You're an important part of this effort, so call now with your pledge to KBOO. Dial 877-500-5266.
We have $180 remaining to reach our goal for this hour, and we can get there when you make your call of support right now, 877-500-5266, and you'll be entered in a prize drawing for 2 subscriptions to Literary Arts Cool Lecture Series at the Schnitz. We're offering a new prize every day, but you have to call now to be entered for a chance to win. 877-500-5266. Consider a gift of $25 a month, and we would love to thank you with a hoodie that has KBOO emblazoned upon it so that you can walk proudly and enjoy your community radio station. That's KBOO. 877-500-5266.
You need to stay warm in this KBOO hoodie. You wrap yourself up in community radio. Take a stand for truth. Take a stand for freedom of information. Take a stand for facts. You're a part of this powerful movement of participatory, independent media. And we're calling on you now for your support. The money you invest now comes back to you as a service that's essential, especially as mainstream outlets mass-produce feeble attempts at news. We can only step outside of this new norm because of your support. Call 877-500-5266 now, or go to the web at kboo.com.
Being informed helps you navigate the world around you better and helps you understand the issues affecting your community, like this repeal of the ACA. The KBOO Evening News is a tool you use every day, so I'm asking you to join this community project intended for a more inclusive media. Please join KBOO right now, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm, click on donate, and we would love to thank you. Thank you, anyway, in advance, and back to the news.
In between tweets about the growing protests by football players and coaches, the president issued a proclamation last night imposing a new Muslim travel ban. As a result, the Supreme Court hearing on October 10th to hear arguments over the administration's Muslim travel ban has been canceled. Instead, all parties are to file briefs with a court by October 5th to determine whether the challenges are now moot because of the new order. Also, because the original travel ban issued in March is set to expire on October 24th. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CAIR, explained what's in Travel Ban 3.0 at a news conference earlier today. Here's Ghadir Abbas, a senior litigation attorney with CAIR.
My name is Ghadir Abbas. I'm a senior litigation attorney, G-A-D-E-I-R-A-B-B-A-S. What made the previous Muslim bans unconstitutional wasn't just the particular words inside those orders. It was also the intent that the Trump administration had in signing them. The Trump administration was swept into office in part on the basis of a campaign fomenting anti-Muslim bigotry, all wrapped up in a promise to ban Muslims from America, all Muslims from America. We've seen him change his approach and how many Muslims get banned from America, but they didn't even really try to hide. They didn't even try very hard to hide the bigotry that obviously animates this executive order. All of the countries previously affected by the prior executive order are affected here. There's been a lot of reporting that only five countries are affected, but even for Sudan, the executive order refers to them, it regards people of Sudanese origin, and it does so in a way that will make it more difficult for some Sudanese family members of U.S. citizens to come to the United States. And so while we know that the implementation of this executive order will likely be chaotic and unclear and will only match the words that they wrote down in to some measure and not completely, the thing that makes this illegal and the thing that we all need to understand is that this executive order is intended to broadcast a message that Islam is dangerous and worthy of suspicion, and that Muslims need to be excluded from the United States. For more information about whether members of the public are affected by the Muslim Ban 3.0, please go to our website, www.care.com. Our offices across the country are issuing community advisories to folks that might be affected. And if you are in a situation where you believe that your immigration status or your future plans may be imperiled by the executive order, folks need to be consulting with an attorney as the situation is going to unfold.
Do you have general advice if somebody's concerned that they may be impacted by this?
Because situations vary based on your immigration status, based on what your particular plans are, it's important to consult with an attorney right away. Generally speaking, people that have visas, people that are inside the United States, green card holders are not going to be affected regardless of their country of origin. But for folks that are going to, planning a wedding and they have Iranian relatives, for Somalis in the United States that have student status, everybody that's not a U.S. citizen or a green card holder needs to assess their situation to determine whether they're going to be impacted, because it's possible that they would be.
And I think one point, too, is that when North Korea is put in there, only a handful, literally, of people come to the United States from North Korea. And Venezuela, from my understanding, it only affects, I think, diplomatic personnel. So while these two countries were added, I think they were clearly added just for the optics of it. Because the addition of these two countries really has almost no impact whatsoever. If there are any questions we have? All right, no questions. Each of the speakers will be available for one-on-one interviews. And again, if people We're live streaming on Facebook. If people have questions, take a look at our community advisory at cair.com. Again, that's cair.com. Thank you.
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news, so now it's your turn. Joining us now are Becky and Doug to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
And you hear from CARE on KBOO Evening News. This program helps you explore the issues around this new Muslim ban. Do you know someone who's affected by this? Are you concerned for what the effect of this legislation or order is? Do you feel like you can speak to this issue because of what you hear on the news? Then join me, Doug, the news team, and everybody who makes KBOO happening with your call of support. Please call 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm, and click on donate.
Indeed. You know, a small expense can be a big part of your day. Consider KBOO's place in your day, how it enriches and informs you regularly. That's worth something. You value how KBOO informs you, so become a member right now. Maybe you won't be near the radio later today. It might slip your mind. Take care of your contribution now while you're thinking about it. Support from listeners like you adds up to the largest share of funding for everything you hear on KBOO. Call or give online now. 877-500-5266 is the number, or go to the web at kboo.fm and click on that join button. And of course, the KBOO app.
Oh, can't forget
that. Button up at the top of the screen makes it so easy. All donations are welcome. All membership levels are greatly appreciated. The most important part is for you to make that call and become a member, become a part of the KBOO community.
Become a participant. We're looking for $120 more dollars. We have that much remaining to reach our goal for this hour, and we can get there with your call of support or your click. Call 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm, and click on donate. Really, this program is incredible. It's made by volunteers every day. It investigates issues that you don't hear on mainstream evening news. It's a relief to that 24-hour news cycle of nothingness, absolutely the void. We are able to fill that void with meaningful information from people who care, who come in every day, and they can do so because of you. You make this happen. So please call 877-500-5266 and show your support for this important programming.
We reach out every day to people around the world, people around the country who are experts in their field, spokespeople for organizations, people who are on the ground making a difference. We can get those interviews and bring them to you because of your support. The in-depth reporting you hear on the evening news informs you. You know more about what's happening. You share this news with the world around you. Help us keep that news and information coming to you by joining at 877-500-5266. And become a member now. You're entered to win a prize. Today's drawing gets you two subscriptions to Literary Arts 5-Part Portland Arts and Lecture Series at the Schnitz. There's a new prize every day of the drive. So call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win.
You turn to us to help you navigate this complex world, and you feel empowered with the information that KBOO provides you, and your support makes that happen. The KBOO Evening News is a jewel of locally created and listener-supported independent radio. It's on a local scale that is difficult for other outcast broadcast media outlets to replicate.
That too.
And maybe we are a little outcast, but so are you. You value information, you value truth, and you value perspectives. That's what KBOO brings you with your support. 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm, click on donate, and consider a gift of $25 a month. Your sustainable contribution is so easy. It will also bring you into the world of hoodiedom, the warmth, the beauty, the wonder of wearing your KBOO pride everywhere you go because you know it's about to get cold. But you can stay warm, wrapped up in the knowledge that you support community radio. 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm, and click on donate to contribute.
How many times have you said to a friend, you know, I was listening to KABU and I heard this story? You know, that's what KABU is all about. The stories, the news, the insights that make you stop and think and start your own conversations. The news and information you hear from KABU is essential every single day, whether it's an historic day or a day just like the rest. Make sure we're always here for you. Call now, 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm and click on that join button.
I am a member myself, and a small expense for me makes up a big part of my day. I get to listen to KABU often and know that my support has made it happen. You can join this too. Consider KABU's place in your day, how it enriches and informs you regularly. That's worth something. You value how KABU informs you, so become a member right now by calling 877-500-5266 or go online, click on kboo.fm, click on donate. I think I said click twice, so that's okay because I'm that pumped about KABU. 877-500-5266. Consider that $25 sustainable, easy, off a credit card, through a checking account. We can set you up in like lickety split, which I think is a real time limit. 877-500-5266. Try it out. Give us a call. Support Evening News and support the people that make it you, me, your neighbors, and your friends.
Now more than ever, your investment in the KABU Evening News ensures fearless reporting, thoughtful questions, and relevant local investigation. So take a moment now to show your support for news that matters. 877-500-5266. And now let's get back to the news.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KABU Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KABU membership or become a new member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned at 6 for a special one-hour edition of Prison Pipeline dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tonight's weather, occasional sprinkles before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57, light northwest wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Today in history, in 1957, 9 African-American students walked into Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. Central was an all-white institution that had been ordered to integrate by the federal court. Orville Faubus, the then governor of Arkansas, had surrounded the school with members of the Arkansas National Guard 3 weeks earlier to prevent integration. In response, President Eisenhower federalized the National Guard and directed troops from the Army's 101st Airborne Division to escort the 9 students into the school. The quote of the day is from Carlotta Walls, the youngest of the Little Rock 9, who said, "I saw all of the anger and the ugly faces across the street, but I ignored them, and I really did consider them ignorant people. To be honest with you, that's what really got me through the whole year, that I knew this was ignorance that was making these statements and not the type of people that I would associate with."
And now we hear the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production.
For WIN, I'm Joanne Powers. Legislation to combat rampant wage theft in California's construction industry passed the state legislature this month with strong majorities in both houses. Assembly Bill 1701 would hold general contractors and their subcontractors jointly liable for unpaid wages, all the way down the line. If signed by Governor Jerry Brown, which seems likely, it will go into effect at the end of the year. Cesar Diaz, legislative and political director of the California State Building and Construction Trades Council, says wage theft by subcontractors is common in the industry nationwide.
We believe that the general contractor does have the authority of the entire worksite on a variety of different levels, and so they are responsible for hiring subcontractors that fail to pay their workers. This happens routinely on many private construction job sites. they often turn a blind eye because in the end they know they won't be responsible for that subcontractor's actions. And so this bill changes that behavior.
Diaz says AB 1701 will also help combat the common practice of misclassifying construction workers as independent contractors, denying them a wide array of benefits and worker protections. The state's construction industry spent $5 million fighting the legislation.
They said that if you were to pay workers their properly owed wages, that somehow that would increase construction costs, which I think sent a signal to all of us and a lot of the legislators in the Capitol. They're basically admitting that they're not paying workers what they're properly owed, abusing workers, and none of those savings translated into lower housing costs. They all just translated into more profits for the developers themselves. The legislators were not buying those arguments.
The union representing dining service workers at Grinnell College in Iowa has announced a campaign to expand their reach to all 1,200 student workers on campus. Corey McCartan is president of the Union of Grinnell Student Dining Workers.
We really saw the union working well for student workers in food service and thought it was time to bring those benefits to the rest of campus. There's just no real way for workers collectively to have a say in anything that goes on at work. Wages and hours are set unilaterally. We think it's really important to provide that voice, and we think that unions are the best way to do that.
The union has challenged the university to remain neutral throughout the process.
In the past, they've actually stayed pretty neutral, so we're hopeful and optimistic that this time around they'll take that approach and choose democracy over anti-union tactics like we see at Harvard and Yale. But we're prepared for anything, and we think we have strong support in the student body.
Workers Independent News is America's multimedia voice for workers.
We need to make more money. What they're paying us, the greedy corporations, they just want to pay us what they want to pay us, and it's not right.
Support WIN's news mission at workersindependentnews.com. WIN is made possible in part by the OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit workersindependentnews.com.
And now from the Rick Smith Show and the Illinois Labor History Society, it's today's Labor History in 2 minutes.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1961. That was the day when Herbert Lee was murdered just outside of Liberty, Mississippi. He was a successful black cotton farmer who became active in efforts to register black voters. Lee had 9 children. He was one of the few area black farmers with a vehicle. This made him very valuable to the voter registration movement. Lee would drive Bob Moses from the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee around Amette County to reach unregistered voters. It was dangerous work to register black sharecroppers and farmers in rural Mississippi. Attempts by black residents to gain legal or economic equality were met with threats and violence. On the morning of his murder, Lee had come to the Westbrook Cotton Gin just outside of Liberty to drop off a truckload of cotton. There, he was met by a childhood friend, Mississippi State Representative E.H. Hurst. Hurst came up to the truck and started shouting at Lee. Then he took out a gun and shot Herbert Lee in the head. Witnesses stated that Lee had brandished a tire iron at Hurst. Hurst claimed self-defense. A jury declared the murder was justifiable homicide. Lewis Allen, a black farmer and timber worker, was one who had testified about witnessing the shooting. Later, he recanted his testimony, saying that he had lied about Lee threatening Hurst because he feared for his life. After Allen began to talk about what he actually saw that day, he became the victim of harassment and beatings. Finally, on January 31st, 1964, he too was gunned down in his driveway. No one was ever convicted or even arrested for his murder.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.
Today, the FBI released its annual Uniform Crime Report for 2016. According to the FBI, the number of violent crimes reported to law enforcement was 4.1% higher in 2016 than in 2015. This is the second year in a row that the number of reported violent crimes has increased. The number of property crimes reported to police dropped in 2016 for the 14th consecutive year, falling by 1.3% compared with the year before. Most criminal victimizations go unreported, so it's important to note that the Uniform Crime Report only measures and reports on crimes reported to police. Fluctuations in the Uniform Crime Report figures may indicate either an increase or decrease in actual crimes being committed, or could simply mean that people are more or less willing to report crimes to the police. Overall, law enforcement made more than 10.6 million arrests in 2016. Of those, just over 500,000 arrests were for violent crimes, and more than 1.3 million were for property crimes. The number of arrests for drug offenses rose in 2016 to nearly 1.6 million, the most since 2010. Unlike previous years, the FBI did not provide a breakdown of those arrests by type, so the number of arrests for simple possession is not yet known. For the last decade, more than 80% of all drug arrests nationwide have been for simple possession. The FBI says that 69.6% of all persons arrested were white, 26.9% were black, and the remaining 3.6% were of other races. The FBI's data on race are misleading, however, because the Uniform Crime Report puts people of Latino, Latina ethnicity in the white category.
Now's your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, well, mostly rain, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Becky and Doug to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You have about 25 minutes to show your support for locally produced, relevant to you news. We're on the air because of you. We're on the ground every day with the tools you lend us. Join me, join Doug, join the news team, and join everybody who makes KBOO happening by becoming a member right now at 877-500-5266 or by going online, kboo.fm, and clicking on donate.
Become a member now and be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing gets you two subscriptions to Literary Arts' five-part Portland Arts and Lectures series at the Schnitz. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive, so call 877-500-5266 now and be entered for a chance to win. Rules and restrictions are at kboo.fm. And hey, while you're there, you may as well click on the Join Now button and just do it the easy way.
Yeah, you can do it on the mobile app as well. That is a simple button click, and we make it easy for you at 877-500-5266 online. You can even visit us, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue here in Portland. We connect with you in so many ways, and you connect with us. This being informed of the day's events helps you navigate the world around you better and helps you understand what issues affect your community. The KBOO Evening News is a tool that you use every day to engage in topics of personal impact. These drives are the biggest source of support, and you keep us independent. You keep us local, and we're asking for you to be a part of that now. 877-500-5266. Consider a $25 a month contribution, and we'd love to thank you with a very wonderful, warm, beautiful KBOO hoodie. Yes, you can be part of the hoodie brigade here for KBOO only by calling 877-500-5266 or donating online by kboo.fm. Will you be able to be part of that brigade?
That is a sharp looking hoodie too.
Oh yeah.
You know, you value the KBOO Evening News as an alternative to the mainstream 24-hour news cycle. We break news all the time that's important to you, your family, and your neighbors. The in-depth reporting you hear on the evening news informs you. You know more about what's happening. You share this news with the world around you. And you know, speaking of in-depth,
that's happening.
Yeah, you know, the $120 membership produces 1 week's worth of KBOO News in depth, a deep investigative segment that airs several times a week. And today we're going to be interviewing Stephen Cook, a local businessman, co-owner of the Bar Church on Northeast Sandy Boulevard, and recently founded a nonprofit organization called One Portland. That's the kind of stuff you get.
Exactly. KBOO connects not only you with the news, but businesses, with people who are doing work here in the community, not simply supporting the community through, you know, what they're doing, but also through nonprofits, through bringing air to the issues that people are actually confronted with on the day-to-day basis. Talk to our volunteers. It takes just a minute to become a participant, a real media activist, just like everybody who makes this radio happen. 877-500-5266. Become a member that way, or online, kboo.fm. Click on donate. Your support matters. Your listening matters. And with you together, we can make radio that matters. 877-500-5266.
Everyone involved with KBOO gives what they can, be it time or money. We need you to join us in this important work and act positive change right now. There's something here that speaks to you, and we want to continue speaking to you. So help us in this work. Call now at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on the Join Now button. Help us to meet our goal for this hour. Become a part of the KBOO community. Our goal is $180 for the hour. We're $120 away. So call now at 877-500-5266.
We can make it happen with your support, and consider a $25 a month sustainable contribution to KBOO. Not only are you providing a reliable source of financial support, you get to show your support through a really amazing hoodie. We've created a lovely thank you for a lovely gesture that you provide us. So call now 877-500-5266 and take a stand for truth. Take a stand for freedom of information. Take a stand for facts. You are a part of this powerful movement of participatory independent media, and right now we are calling on you for your support. Help us build that toolbox for actual civic participation and notification. 877-500-5266 and support the radio that matters. Go to kboo.fm, click on donate. It just takes a minute or two.
Maybe you've been listening to KBOO for a while, but you aren't a member yet. You heard us asking for support, but you thought we were talking to someone else. Well, we're talking to you.
You.
Now's the time to call or donate online. Now more than ever, your investment in the KBOO Evening News ensures fearless reporting, thoughtful questions, and relevant local investigation. So take a moment now to show your support for news that matters. Call 877-500-5266 or donate online at kboo.fm/give.
Support the news you need right now with your membership, and we'll make our $180 goal. We'll also enter you in for a drawing today. Call us at 877-500-5266. We'll be by the phones waiting for your call. Thank you so much, and here's your KBOO News in Depth.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ken Jones and Doug McVeigh. The producer is Doug McVeigh. Our engineer is Danielle Parks. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Charity Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM, on translator K220HR. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show covers politics, history, and the state of the zeitgeist with a liberal dose of listener calls. At 9, on alternative radio, Stephen Petrushko wants to make America healthy again. The senior lecturer from the University of Washington looks for ways to get what most Americans want, single-payer universal health care. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, Sirika Mehta welcomes Simon Mejia to the KBOO studio to talk about his band Bomba Estéreo and their new album Io. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Galavan interviews Dana Lynn about her unique installation at Front of House Gallery called La Grande Robe. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved during this fall membership drive. Give us a call at 1-800-500-KBOO or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. Now's your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now, once again, Becky and Doug, to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks, Ken. Since the complicated challenges confronting our nation are unprecedented, we need media that trades in understanding rather than fear, that builds us up rather than tears us down. The KBOO Evening News is something that does that. Take part in this resistance and call now, 877-500-5266, and join the media revolution today. You can also go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
I just had to take a pledge.
Hey, well, that's fantastic. We have more members joining the resistance every day, and each one of them will be entered in a prize drawing as well.
Wow, what are they going to get this week?
Well, golly, today they're going to get subscriptions to Literary Arts, 5-part Portland Art and Lecture Series at the Schnitz. We're offering a different thing every day, so call 877-500-5266 right now and be entered to win. Well, you can go to the website, see the rules and restrictions, but also become a member right now, in fact.
You know, exactly. Take a stand for truth. Take a stand for freedom of information. Every day, thousands of you rely on this newscast. We're able to express unheard perspectives in a media environment where so many people are invisible. And we can do this because of you. Take a moment to invest in KBOO. Call us now at 877-500-5266. And you know, for just $25 a month, you can get this really sharp-looking KBOO hoodie. Keep yourself nice and warm. And wear your support for KBOO right there on your, well, not really on your sleeve.
It's sort of close to your heart.
Indeed.
Just like this radio is, right? Oh my God, perfect transition. So, not to, overstate it or whatever, but I'm asking for you, reminding you, in fact, to call 877-500-5266. Become a member right now and show your support for an independent media that cowers to no corporate sponsorships, that does not bend to the will of people who would simply look to give one particular voice, one particular perspective. The KBOO Evening News is really a tool and a treasure, everything. So please call 877-500-5266. I appreciate this evening news, and in fact, the news in depth that's about to happen with your $10 a month support. You fund an entire week of in-depths. That's impressive.
It's important stuff, too. I mean, there are so many ways you can spend a dollar a day, but only one way keeps you informed, connected, and entertained with great news, talk, music, and culture round the clock. And the only way we can do that is with your support. 877-500-5266. The right level of support's different for every KBOO listener. Everyone's contribution makes a huge difference. And we're asking you to join the many listeners who become members right now. 877-500-5266 or on the web at kboo.fm and click join now. I'm a member. Becky's a member. Join us. Become a member.
You have less than 15 minutes to show your support of KBOO, and your support of KBOO means we can be here for everyone, for you who are listening at this very moment, for those who came before, for the people who have yet to arrive and listen to this station. You support radio that matters, and this radio can only continue because of your support. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Talk to our volunteers. It takes just a minute. We'll help figure out what that right level is for you. But right now we're asking for folks to call and make a $25 commitment every month to the sustainable operations of KBOO. We'll thank you with a handsome hoodie. It's pretty good, it's pretty easy, and we can do it in hardly any time. But you know what? That contribution keeps us going for so much longer. So give yourself a moment. Think about the value that KBOO brings to you on every day where somebody comes in, creates a new newscast, does the research, and brings you perspectives you can't hear anywhere else. 877-500-5266 is the number to call when you feel that inspiration hit, which I think should be now.
I agree. You know, KBOO speaks to issues you face every day, but through a vast set of perspectives and voices. KBOO is full of your friends and neighbors, all asking you to join this important work. Join KBOO, 877-500-5266. Your support gives us the freedom to experiment so we can bring you innovative, engaging, and inspiring radio. Help us continue our long tradition of making cutting-edge radio with you. Become a member now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or go online to the website at kboo.fm, or you've got the KBOO app on your phone.
Oh, heck yeah, and you can also walk in the door because we are a welcoming place like that. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come shake a hand or two if that's your jam. And check out the facilities. You can get a tour. You can see where all the magic happens. The informed, righteous, and amazing work that happens here. It's magic, really. So call 877-500-5266. If you can't make it in, I'm going to say that number again. 877-500-5266. Your neighbors, the people you see in the street, they built this shared resource for almost 50 years, and they did it out of love for a just community. Join them in this important work and support KBOO right now. 877-500-5266.
Partnering with you to build a dynamic, engaged public is one of KBOO's most important features. Together, we strengthen our community to face difficult conversations about inequity. You reject the notion that you're a passive consumer of media. Through your KBOO membership, you are a media justice activist. So call now at 877-500-5266. Become a member, join the community, and support brilliant programming on KBOO.
Thank you so much to Jim Renewing in Hillsboro. Please join Jim in supporting the news that you need right now with your membership, and we'll be sure to make our goal. So call us at 877-500-5266. We'll be by the phones. Thank you, and here's your news in depth.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Since a new president took office in January, coincidentally enough, incidents of racism, sexual harassment, and xenophobia seem to be on the uptick in Portland. One local businessman, Stephen Cook, co-owner of the Bar Church on Northeast Sandy Boulevard, aims to reverse that alarming trend. Cook recently founded a nonprofit organization called One Portland, and according to their website, One Portland's mission is to, quote, support long-term mutually supportive relationships between local businesses and social justice community-based organizations that are working to make Portland a more welcoming, safe, and just community for all who live here. During the special fall membership drive edition of KBOO's News in Depth, we're fortunate to have Stephen and One Portland's administrator, Jennifer Cook, live in our KBOO studios to talk about One Portland. Stephen and Jennifer, welcome to KBOO.
Well, thank you for having us.
Stephen, let's start. We mentioned One Portland's mission. What were your reasons for starting One Portland, and why now?
Well, actually, it's been a little over a year in the making, and we were seeing the signs then even of the need for this type of a program to exist, especially being able to promote and sustain our values within our realm of influence. The need became very apparent, and then over time, obviously, I think that need has become even more vital.
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly since January. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I see what people around me are going through, you know, particularly like I know a lot of the women in my life, what they have to go through just to go out for a night and try and have fun. My nephew has been you know, afraid to go to school. And in his school district, there has been, you know, racist graffiti.
We actually had him as a guest, yeah, Christian. Yes,
exactly.
At Lake Oswego.
Yeah. So I think there's a need for it. And there's a lot going on here that kind of puts us in a position where I think we need to look at what we can do to be better allies. For me, it's been a big learning experience. And so one of the main things about this program that I'd like to make clear is that it's not me prescribing a remedy, but rather enlisting the help of these organizations that are doing this work within the community and very successfully in order to implement a program that promotes those values and sustains them within our community, so we can build our community up into one that does really reflect our commitment to those ends.
And these are building those relationships between local businesses and nonprofit organizations. How are you reaching out to these businesses and organizations?
The organizations I kind of handpicked. Main Street Alliance has a long history of working with the community in order to sustain equitable practices. And they work a lot on the legislative end of pushing legislation that does make it more equitable and gives people more access to opportunity. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got Raphael House, which is a domestic violence resource, of course, but they also do a lot of prevention work. And they've been really wonderful. They've come in and tailored a program essentially to work into the bar aesthetic. And I think that that's really important, especially because I'm also close friends with a victims advocate that works in the sex crimes division of the Portland Police Department. And so just knowing what's going on out there has put me in a position where I feel obligated to do something about it. But I also want to defer to the experts.
Now, these are the nonprofit organizations. What about the businesses? Have they bought into One Portland's mission? Have you encountered any resistance going around?
I haven't really encountered much resistance. And yeah, I've gotten interest. So I can mention a few of the bars that are on board, which would be my bar, of course, Church. 1905, which is over on Shaver in Mississippi. I've got an upcoming project called Chapel Hill coming soon to Hawthorne. And then I'm working with a couple other entities, which probably would prefer to remain nameless until the ink is dry.
Right.
But I'm very hopeful, and I think that a lot of people recognize the need, and I'm looking forward to being a part of making that happen.
Now, there are several businesses in Portland, along with homes, that I've seen that currently display signs that are kind of anti-presidential administration right now. They're welcoming people of all races, religions, ethnic groups, sexual orientation. Clearly, it's a good start, but I guess by starting this One Portland organization, you feel this is not really enough for a business just to put a sign up.
Absolutely. And that's not to disparage it. I mean, of course, that's great and that's wonderful. And that is a good place to start. And what I'm hoping to do is to kind of turn that into some sort of concrete action. And for us, it revolves more around education and implementation of interventions for these problematic situations, as well as just promoting these ideals and letting people know that we're in your corner. And that's something that I kind of struggle with, where I wonder, you know, am I the right spokesperson for this project being a white male? And that's why I think it's very important for me to say that I'm not espousing that I have the answer. I'm not saying that I'm teaching the classes or the workshops or leading the workshops, but more I'm listening and I'm learning along with everyone else.
You're helping to coordinate it, really.
Yeah.
I noticed on the website, you mentioned that One Portland, one of the things you want to do, might be doing already, Jennifer, is provide training for service industry employees in Portland. I was wondering, what are some of the topics those trainings cover or you'd like to cover, and who'll be doing these trainings?
That's a great question. So Raphael House will be heading up the sexual assault prevention and coercion prevention end of it, because that's where their expertise lies. And we have already, we've held one of those and it was open, and we did have several other bars participate, including Digapony, 1905 Church. I think that covered it for that one. And then Main Street Alliance is covering inclusion, which is everything, you know, from racism to, you know, equitable hiring practices to LGBTQ issues. So, yeah, I think between the two organizations, we've got a good foothold on making a difference in those areas.
Now, there's a very nice article in Willamette Week a few days ago on you and One Portland. While in my experience, at least, it's always a mistake to read the online comments. I did to prepare for this interview. I saw the usual responses. I mean, there's nothing in there that I wouldn't have expected. A political correctness, social engineering, somebody mentioned. Nobody mentioned it, but I've heard this around the nanny state, which goes with political correctness, and then thinking of One Portland as an attack on free speech. I don't know how the commenter got to that point. How would you respond to these people?
You know, it's funny to me because I think there is terminology that exists out there that tends to be a trigger for some people. And, you know, when you're talking about things like privilege, you know, often people react negatively to that. And safe space tends to be the same. You know, you get a lot of the same reactions. And I think that's unfortunate, and it's because the terms are misunderstood. But as far as some of the online commentary, I feel like it's a rather indefensible position, because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is about assault prevention and inclusion and equity. And if you're not for those concepts,
those values,
yeah.
Those,
you know, there's not really an argument to be had there. I mean, it's okay. You know, like I hope you're including that on your Tinder profile, I guess. You know?
I had so much more to ask you, but we need to wrap up soon. As I mentioned before the interview, it's our membership drive, so
yeah,
we don't have
yeah.
as much time as usual.
No
but
worries.
Stephen and Jennifer, where can our cable listeners find out more about One Portland?
You can find more on @1Portland.org. My email's out there. You know, I'm one of the owners of Church as well. Jennifer's email's on there. And we would love to talk to anybody about it, really. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to eat up all the time. Do you have anything?
No, that's totally fine.
Well, again, we had to kind of shorten this a little more
Fair
than
enough.
We would have liked. But Stephen and Jennifer Cook, thanks so much for joining us in the KBOO studios today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.